Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes y'all feel like y'all don't know why we do what we do, but it's the reason why we do it. We love God. This ain't fake. It's real.
Hey, hey, welcome to Fire, where you're being touched by the fire and power of God. If you're seeking inspiration, encouragement, healing, miracles, signs, and wonders, you found it right here on Fire, live with your host, LaTangela Rogers. And now here's LaTangela.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you guys for calling in and tuning in again just to listen to me on my second show. What an honor and a privilege and a blessing to be before you today. We're going to continue on with our talk on purpose because I think it's still very heavily on me, and it's a process that I am going through, and I want the phone lines to be open tonight so that we can all just have a panel discussion. So it's, I don't just want to be the only one talking. I do want to have participation and to hear the thoughts of the people that are listening in via the phone or the computer. Is there people on the line right now? Anyone on the line?
Yes, there's okay. People on the line. They have it on mute.
They can unmute their phones? You can unmute your phone so we can have a panel discussion tonight. I just want to hear some of your stories and some of your testimonies concerning your journey on tonight, and we'll just go in and then discuss. I also want to touch a little bit about credit. We won't go too far into it because we're going to have a guest speaker coming down the pipeline here soon. She's going to be really speaking to our finances and talking about how we handle our retirement and how we are to how we can invest. But it's really critical for the people in the kingdom to really discover wealth. And there's many, many different ways on discovering wealth. We also want to speak to, especially on tonight, having burial insurance, life insurance policies, especially in the African-American community. Nobody wants to talk about it or address it. It's almost like some taboo type of topic that everyone is afraid of. We all know that we are going to leave this planet. We're going to leave Earth, and we're going to be laid to rest, and we don't want to have that burden on our families to have to come up with funding to bury our families. We don't want to leave that kind of stress. We also want to leave our families into positions to where there is some inheritance, and the old money, if you really realize how people were really getting rich, if they took out extra overage or when they pay into their insurance, they're paying into extra money to have to leave their family members some money to be well-to-do basically for when they're not here on Earth. So we want to talk about that tonight too. And we always want to keep the word at the forefront. God is the head of this line. So we definitely want to relate to everything within God's kingdom. Is there anyone that wants to talk or say something tonight? Anyone? It's open to anyone tonight.
Yes, let him hear your daughter. Let him have his way.
Yes. This is mother on the line.
Yes.
Talk about the struggle within your journey to purpose and to greatness. I'm going to speak directly to my testimony, especially because I am journeying out and I have took the step of faith. Because once you initiate and activate faith, you have to realize that you cannot turn back. When I say you cannot turn back, there is no place to turn back to. God literally shuts the doors of your past, of anything that has to do with your past, so that you cannot revert backwards. And so there's many times that I think about where I came from, the situation that I was in, and the situation that I'm in now. It's not really a situation, it's the process. And being heavily burdened, feeling like alone or almost like abandonment, even though the Lord is with us at all times. I want to talk to the ugly side of getting through the process of walking through your faith to get you into your destiny. The mind games, I posted a post about the emotional roller coaster we can go on, the thoughts in our minds that can overtake us, the things that can just cause us to get into this stupor, to make it seem like you're not walking the good fight of faith. You're not pressing towards the high calling, things of that nature. Okay, so in my testimony, you know, I had this great high. I exited from my job, like I told you guys last time, and that was great. I mean, the spiritual high was like no other. The place of peace was just magnificent till, like, I want to say about a week and a half ago, I really started to feel like, wow, why are you taking me here? Why am I coming down this road? Where am I headed to in this time period? Even though I had the vision, I told you I had everything lined up. I put all the pieces to the puzzle. It's laying right before me, and I'm still saying, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Not really understanding the period of rest, the period of meditation, the period of which in which God is needing to impart into me in this time. I don't know about you, if you've ever been out of words where you just cannot even open up your mouth to pray. You just don't have any words for God. You don't have nothing to say. All you can do is let the tears run out of your down your face, and you just drop your head and you hold your head low. I have hit that point where I just don't have anything to say, nothing to say at all to God. But I'm having everything to do to look to him to say, speak to me in this process. How did Abraham turn where he felt like he was being forsaken? All of our forefathers had to endure something to get to the point of greatness. And in this preparation, you shed a lot of tears. But you cannot go backwards. It's like you're sitting out in the ocean, in the middle of the ocean, and the waves are riding and everything. The boat is being rocked to and fro, and it's being so heavily rocked. And you're saying, Jesus, I know you're on this boat, but when are you going to stand up and cause the waters to cease? When are you going to heal the land? When are you going to heal my wounds? When are you going to do these things? All of these things is in the process of me heading to greatness, where you have people that are coming on, calling on you in your time, where you're saying, I don't have anything to say. And they still looking at you like, do you have the answer for me to get to where I'm going? Well, how am I going to have the answer for you to get to where you're going if I don't have the answers for me to get to where I'm going? But somehow or some way, God still uses me to speak life into other people and to push them forward into their destinies. And even in the midst of me standing and looking to see which way he is taking me, I know that this business shall come to pass. I know that. But have you ever just gotten to a hurry? Like, you just feel like time is running out. It's like the pressure of time, but God doesn't live by our time. But in my mind, I'm saying, I know I'm on God's time. But my flesh is saying, you only got X amount of months before your unemployment benefits run out, so what do I do now? Have you ever been to that point? Is there any person on this line that can attest to just being at a period where you're saying, Lord, where are you? You are crying, Lord, 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 show your face. Show your hand in the situation. Is there any person on this line tonight that can attest to that? You can go ahead and speak. Anyone.
Can you hear me okay?
Hello. I can.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Brett and Tanya. I'm sorry I couldn't get in earlier. But I can I'm supposed to speak later, but I can certainly attest that I feel that way right now.
Yes, well, you can. How are you doing, Brett? We were waiting on you.
I'm sorry. It was weird. I was speaking, but I don't think anyone can hear me. But
no.
At least I hope not, because it would have been interrupting. I feel you on that one.
Yes, where you happen to get to your place. This is our speaker. She's going to need to chime in, and she was going to speak to the financial side of it, and then we can jump back and let someone go ahead and go forth with how they're feeling or where they're at, and maybe you kind of need some guidance. And I heard a gentleman on the phone, too. Who are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening. This is Michael.
Yes. Hi, Michael.
How are you doing, Latangela? But anyway, I just wanted to respond to what you were saying. You know, the thing is believing and trusting are two different things. And
yeah.
We have to get into a place where we trust. Okay. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. Let's say that you send someone out on an errand, or you're in a relationship, or it's your kids, or whatever it may be, and you give them strict instructions, and then you tell them your word of what they need to do. When they leave and go out to accomplish what you have told them to do, they believe you. But if you check back up on that, what you have released unto them, and you're watching over it, or you're distressed about it, then you're not trusting. You're not truly trusting. And I'm hoping that you get the illustration. I'm hoping that that's a good example. That, in other words, if God has given a word, okay, you believe it because we know that God can do anything. We believe that. But do you really truly trust? You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for with no evidence. Do you trust him and his word? And that's the key. Do you trust? Do we trust, I should say? And that's the key to how we apply the word of the Lord. When we look at the faith, we look at the hall of faith or the hall of fame of faith, or however you want to put it, you know, that Abraham, it was counted as righteousness because he trusted God at his word, and so many other things, like even with Rahab and how she hid the spies, and by faith she received salvation for her and her household, and so many other things. Do we trust God at his word? So that's the key that we really have to do. And we have to be in tune with God's voice. We have to know what God is really, truly speaking. So that's, I just want to say that.
Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think you got cut off or something. I only hear you guys too.
I enjoyed you. Is this Michael from School of the Prophets?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, I enjoyed exactly what you said, and that was just powerful and true.
Amen.
And it was a blessing to us, the hearers, because
Amen.
It was the word.
Amen.
This is the mother from School of the Prophets.
What's your name?
My name is Pastor Mother Shirley Lee, Pastor Lee.
Pastor Lee?
I am a root, yes.
Are you a student with Tashana?
Yes. Well, I was.
Oh, okay.
I'm an alumni. This is Mother, yes.
Okay. Tashana is very good. That's one of my very good friends.
Oh, yes. That's my daughter. I love her.
Oh, yeah, she is awesome. She is awesome.
Yes, she is. A treasure.
Yeah.
A royal gem.
Yes, she truly is. Yeah, she is awesome.
Yeah, we're off the subject, so we... did Evangelist Tangela get back on?
I'm not sure. But I know one passage that comes to my mind is when Job said, and he said it so clearly, and I mean, if anybody had to trust him, you're talking about Job because of what he has gone through, so many different things. I mean, it's one thing to go through this, but he had to go through almost everything a person could go through all at once, you know.
Yes.
You know, and he said, though you slay me.
Yet
will I trust you. So I thought that was so profound of a word. And that's the key, because we do believe, but and then another passage comes to my mind. Now, a lot of people talk about this for salvation, but the Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Now, I'm not speaking about salvation, but you know you can say one thing with your mouth, but the heart has to be in tune and in sync with what you're saying, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, they have to coincide. They have to coincide, and that's the thing, you know, confession and the heart, a combination of those things. Yeah. So that's the way I kind of receive it and apply it.
Amen. Evangelist Latangelo, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We couldn't for a while.
Yeah, it wouldn't release me. I'm like, I'm talking and I'm asking for Brenton to talk and it's not saying nothing. And I'm all like, what's going on? This is the second time.
We couldn't hear you for a few minutes.
Yes, I wanted you to talk. So you got, like, I wanted you to touch on what we talked about is concerning the finances and those type of things, and you're investing your pensions and all of that. And then for the women, if we can touch on that. I'm looking at the thing. It says we had 11 minutes yet, but we really have about 20, but I kind of want to leave it open for people.
Oh, absolutely. I can keep it shorter than that even. You know, and if anyone has specific questions, we can follow up offline too. Or if they have specific questions and they feel comfortable discussing certain financial things with the group, that's fine too. I'm open to that.
Yes.
One of the things that we had talked about briefly with Angela was about what to do with your old 401k or pensions and such from your former employer. I work a lot with that with people, and one of the things, the big misconceptions people have about that, is that it's fine where it is and it's free where it is. And that's usually not the case. While they might set up something that just statistically it might work out to, just by chance, be a good investment for you, everybody has different risk tolerances. Everyone is putting in a certain amount. Everyone has different goals for retirement. Some people are going to need a certain amount of money more, some people less, you know, but on top of that, it depends on how that money is invested. Most people, you contribute and you don't have any control. What's scary to me, pardon me, is when I see old 401ks and they're put all in company stock, and companies certainly have the right to do that. Now, if you work for Apple, that's not entirely a bad thing. but, you know, a long time ago, maybe if you worked for the city of Detroit or what's that airline that just went under, or GM or Chrysler, you know, those were big booming brands where there's a lot of people that had all their money in 401ks with stocks with the company. And it was just absolutely disastrous for certain people of the city of Detroit, for example. You might have worked, you know, 20 years, and you might have had $300,000, and that might have been reduced to, like, 1% of that. It's just been absolutely horrible. I think the best people have gotten has been around a third of what they might have originally had. So that's kind of scary, because you want to take advantage of that matching option and definitely do it while you're employed there. But if you've left that company, it's a good idea to get it out. It doesn't cost anything to roll it over. Now, when I say roll it over, I mean, for example, go into a traditional IRA. That doesn't cost anything. If you try and access that money, I will warn you, you're going to be paying probably a 10% penalty plus the taxes at your current tax rate. So I wouldn't recommend eating into your 401k for living expenses if you can prevent it. I mean, if you can't, you know, that's fine, but it's just know that you will be paying a lot more. It would be like paying a really hefty tax on that money. So I really recommend that during a time of transition, if you have an old 401k, roll it over to a traditional IRA. You can choose any financial advisor you want to help you with that. And it's a simple phone call. They send a check to your new place, and then you get to choose how you want that invested. And what's really important, in my opinion, is making sure that you find somebody that will spend enough time with you to educate you on things that you want more information on, somebody that's going to talk about the different risk levels. They're going to find out your personal risk tolerance. You know, what's okay for some people is certainly not okay for everybody. It depends how old you are, how many years you have until retirement, you know, how much you already have to put down and so forth. It's a very complex equation. So you really want to make sure that you have someone that's going to take the time to get to know you and be able to work with you to make sure they're putting you in investments that are appropriate for you. So that's my main recommendation, is get that out, get more control over it, and make sure that it's really diversified. Because, you know, if you think about it, I was just having this discussion today with somebody, and he said, you know, we put way too much trust in our employers. He said, if you think about it, we trust them for a paycheck. We trust them to handle our investments and if it's a pension, we trust them for retirement funds when we're out of employment, or we'll even trust them for life insurance. And so if you think about it, that's an awfully lot to put all your eggs in one basket, essentially. And not to sound horrible, but I've worked quite a few places where the thought of, you know, how badly they organize they are, the terrible decisions they make, when I see them lay off people that are excellent workers and they keep people that, you know, I really can't say are excellent workers, when they make decisions like that, it sort of scares me to think that, okay, well, my life insurance, my retirement, everything is so dependent upon them. And so we always just try and preach to diversification. You know, you don't want all your eggs in one basket. So I definitely recommend that if you have one of those, move it out. Also, just saving for retirement in general. Anyone can open up a Roth IRA, and you can take advantage of having tax-free savings. But everyone should be doing something to plan for retirement. I know it's difficult. If you've recently been unemployed, that might not be the first thing on the list. And, you know, maybe for a brief while, you might want to put a hold on that and not think about it yet. But if you do have some time, or when you do get a new opportunity, or even if it's just a little bit, I mean, even putting away like $50 a month, is having that compound on itself in a diversified plan that's going to work for you and make you some money, then grow tax-free, it's going to be a good thing for you to have. Also, it's money in the Roth IRA you can take out when you need it without any tax penalty, as long as it's just the earnings.
I have something to say to this.
Yeah.
This really kind of touches on when you were saying when you're in transition. You know, a lot of people, it's not normal anymore for people to be on jobs for 20, 25, 30 years. Most people are shifting jobs 2 to 3 to 5 years. They're moving around. And this is a part of why people really need to tap into their purpose and really figure out exactly where they're heading. Because investing your money, you want to make sure you're investing your money into to good ground, good places that you're going to see return on your investment. So that important piece with networking and getting linked up with a financial advisor who can really advise you on how to invest your money. If you're starting a company, I think it's good to get in touch with a financial advisor too, as well as a CPA. So those two go hand in hand, and I'm finding that out while I'm launching my company, and all of this runs together. You know, me transferring over my pension to an IRA, you know, and I'm like, who am I going to talk to about this, because I'm in transition, you know, but I'm not. I'm transitioning to my own company, you know, per se, rather than going to another company, you know, another person's company, where I'm not putting all my eggs. I kind of got to put everything in different places so that I can see more return. So how do you feel about that, you know, like for those of us that are starting our own businesses or really walking out on things that they feel passionate about versus going back to a workplace per se, the corporate America?
Oh, well, I think it's great what you're doing. And, you know, and I think it's just wonderful. And, you know, I really hope that you see a lot of success with what you're doing, because I think personally you're awesome. But secondly, in regards to that, I'd say, if you think about it, you know, a lot of people are sort of hesitant to talk about money, or it's something in which it's like, you know, I'll deal with that later. And I understand. I was working 14-hour days for years in investment banking, and I said, you know, I'll just put this money in the 401k. I'm sure it's fine. You know, only then when I got out and looked at it, then I started realizing, holy, there are fees all over the place. You know, it is not free to have it managed in a 401k. It's not free to leave it there. It's just, the thing is, with the financial industry being – well, some would argue it's overly regulated. I would argue it's not regulated enough. Fees and such are not explained. And I know I would definitely encourage you, anyone, to work with a financial advisor. I would just offer one caveat is, one, it shouldn't cost anything to talk to them. And two, make sure that they will explain fees and everything up front. None of this, you know, oh, it's great, you'll make a ton of money. Yes, with managed accounts and managed fees, you're always going to do better than an index. I mean, just statistically, you will probably do better than an index. But it's very important that they don't try and sell you into something, because I'll be honest, I mean, I am on a salary and a commission. Most people, they're strictly commission or they're on a salary and commission. But that's an incentive that they need to be upfront with you about. You know, I mean, and obviously people deserve to get paid for their work, but in my opinion, you need to make sure you're working with someone that is happy to take all this time to talk to you and divulge every single fee. I mean, in the end, we are looking at how things do over time and the end result, and you want to invest in something that does well, that you're happy with. Also, just philosophies. There are certain people I have that, you know, with their religious beliefs, they want to invest in certain things, not others. For example, a lot of Christians don't want to invest in porn, you know, so there's someone, and a financial advisor should work with you to make sure your money is going to causes that you support and that you're getting a return that you're happy with, and that it's well diversified and safe, and that shouldn't cost you anything to talk to people, and that they should be very upfront about fees. Now, I can't remember. I think you had one more thing you wanted me to touch on.
Yes, we got 1 minute left. Do you think that we can have a part two of this next week, so that we can really get into, especially about how women go through divorce and they lose everything because they haven't really lost, you know, they haven't really paid attention to how the money is being operated and ran, and then they lose kind of everything in that? Can we pick up on this next week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Does anybody have a one-second question? Because this is good. We're going to continue this process. This is a part of us getting to our destinies and making sure that our futures are secure and our children's futures are secure. So we are going to move forward with this. I think purposeful living is how we have to, but we have to do it smart. We have to do it through our money, our credit. We're going to be talking about all of that in the next coming shows, in the next coming weeks. So you definitely want to tune in. If you need to contact, you can look us up on Facebook. You can look Brenton up on Facebook. If you want to contact her, find her, follow her. Tell us your link really quick. We got 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's Breton Kania, Breton, last name is Kania, and LinkedIn or Facebook, you can find me there.
Awesome. So you want to just tune in. Remember, we're doing our finances. We're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about credit. We're talking about how to really invest our money, how to really invest into ourselves. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about stress management because it's so important for us to really, really tap into to get rid of this stress so that we can think clearly. And we didn't have enough time to talk about that today, but I love you anyhow, and we will continue this on for the next following week. You can also check me out on LinkedIn, too, LaTangelo Rogers, LaTangelo Rogers. You can find me on LinkedIn as well. I'm on Facebook. You can contact Pastor Tashana as well, Tashana Wiley, TeShanaWiley. Find her, too. She's on Facebook. These are definitely people that you want to be connected with. We're going to be networking. It's important. Remember, networking is the number one thing. Your network is your net worth. Remember, network is your net worth. That is how you're really going to excel into your future. So, again, stay tuned. Catch us again next week. We love you. Good night.
Thank you for allowing us to be part of your day. Tune in next week for another power-packed show. If you'd like to contact us regarding something you heard during today's show, you can reach us by phone at 469-546-5713 or send us an email to roseofjerichocd@gmail.com. Until the next time, be blessed and stay on fire!